Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. And we welcome you again this week. Check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. We've got some old blogs on there that I haven't written for a couple years, but you know what? There's always good information there. Also, keep checking out our podcasts. Keep sharing, because this show is about you guys and how to help you grow and prosper today, how to create more cash flow, freedom, and prosperity right now. So you guys can create that ripple effect through your life and throughout generations beyond you. And that's my ripple effect I want to create too. So thank you for being a part of it. I love that I've got people from US and Canada, Australia, and across the world that are listening right now. And so thank you so much for being a part of this and really being a part of this journey. So today, you know, I know the last episode was just me when I talked about not always being right, you know, that knowing that you don't know truth. I want to do a show that's actually short, because that was a longer one for me. I mean, heck, I went 30 minutes. Can you believe that? That's huge. For you guys, you're thinking, holy cow, like I've been trying to binge and that was actually a long one. Well, you're right, but I hope it was good for you. And so today I'm going to do a short one. You know, I'm actually going to do a shorter one now, because this one doesn't require a whole lot, but I want to give you some resources, because I often get asked by people like, what are books that influence and shape the way that you think about money or about business? And the truth is there's a lot of books I've read. I mean, hundreds that I've read. And read or listen to medium for reading is actually Audible, using an audiobook, you know, and things like that. I don't even buy the CDs as much anymore, although I do have those. I've started going more to Audible, where it's actually in a cloud. I don't have to carry it all around with me, especially when I'm moving houses and things like that. But here's some great books that have influenced me. Some of my top influential books in my life that have been awesome, especially when it comes to money or business. You know, the first one, you know, I'm going to talk about one that I know everybody talks about, which is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Now, this one is a classic. And the reason it's a classic is because it gets into a lot of things that are kind of the metaphysical, you know, like it does get in the physical as well as the metaphysical, right? But there's a lot of good points in there, a lot of good stuff. I'll tell you, the book that I actually liked a little bit better, especially if maybe you've been reading this stuff for a while and you're thinking, I need something a little bit more. For me, Master Key to Riches by Napoleon Hill was actually a better book, because that's where I felt like the rubber started to hit the road, especially as I was learning the kind of concepts I teach you guys, and I coupled that with what I was learning in those books, it made a lot more sense. So I actually like Master Key to Riches by Napoleon Hill better, partly because it was 20 years later, it had some case studies, it had people that actually applied Think and Grow Rich principles, and I like that. Now granted, there is a lot of philosophy in it. I mean, if you're listening to this book, this is probably not the book you would want to listen to. This is the kind of book you'd want to read. Like when he starts saying, here are the 17 principles for blank, you know, that's where listening, you get lost. So I recommend reading it, underlining it, and that kind of thing. So getting the physical book of Master Key to Riches is a very good thing. But I want to start with that classic. I know you've heard it before, so I think that's a good one. Here's one that's kind of a bonus that I think is great. Taken more from a Jewish perspective around money, which is called Thou Shalt Prosper. And this one's by Daniel Lapin, Rabbi Daniel Lapin. And that one's a great book. I've learned some great principles in that one. Now, for me, at this phase when I read it, it reinforced a lot of things, but there's a lot of aha moments I had too. So that was one of my favorite books right there about money. And if you're Jewish, even better, you might even understand it even at a deeper level than I did. Right? So, fantastic book. Another one, and I hope every one of you have read this already, but if you haven't, this one is a must read right now. It's Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Rich Dad, Poor Dad is one of those great, great books, because it focuses on the perspective around money that just aren't happening. And the thing I love And it's really a lot of my perspective comes from the cash flow aspect, is focusing on cash flow, creating cash flow. You know, now granted, he had to slay a lot of, you know, sacred cows there when he, you know, when he went through it, because he had to really address it. And, you know, and there's books that were good. Like if you, for example, here's a book of his that, I mean, he's got a whole series, right? This is like the basic, like the start. But if you're talking about like, if you're challenged, for example, about mutual funds, you're saying, man, like, well, why are mutual funds so bad? Then you know what you need to read? And this would include like 401ks and IRAs. You need to read the book, Who Took My Money? Also by Robert Kiyosaki. Who Took My Money is an absolute great one. That was one that even when I was selling mutual funds, I couldn't deny the truth of it. I mean, it was that good. It got me to say, okay, there's a big bunch of holes in this thing. And I've probably blown up more holes than even that book did in this show. But great, great stuff in that. That one I actually listened to on audiobook. It's only about 3 hours long, so it's a pretty quick read. And by the way, that was 3 hours long at normal speed. If you have Audible, you know what I'm talking about, because you know you can speed up those books and go faster. So, you know, a lot of times I'll listen to books at 1.5 speed or something like that, you know. So great books there. Now, here's one you may or may not have heard of that I love. And this one actually came out before Think and Grow Rich. This one came out before the movie The Secret came out. Not only did it come out before then, it came out nearly a century before The Secret came out. This one came from the early 1900s. It's called The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. And Wattles spelled W-A-T-T-L-E-S. This one is, oh, so good. Because if you go to this kind of book, like when you hear about law of attraction and stuff like that, some people have kind of, you know, popularized it in the sense of like almost Hollywoodized it, right? And made it, law of attraction seem kind of stupid, you know? But his really addresses this. He's kind of like the one that really helped create this whole concept before Napoleon Hill. Napoleon Hill talks about that kind of concept. But Wallace Wattles is really the one that actually really was addressing it. And especially if you've ever had issues with wanting to have money, about whether you should be rich or not, holy cow, this one's such a good one to address the mindset around why it's even good to be rich, why you want to financially prosper, why it's such an important thing. So that's a wonderful book that I love. So The Science of Getting Rich, I think for everyone, is a great book, but it's so good. This is one I've listened to many times and I still listen to. The next one, this is probably one of my favorite, if not the favorite, it's probably in the top three, is called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Now this one seems different because this is not so much a money book, is it? But I'll tell you, this has everything to do with prospering in life, whether it be money or anything else. Really, it comes back to relationships and the people that are around you. Because heck, even if you want to make more money, you got to be at a place where you can actually go and be influential. And that's the thing. Like, my biggest thing is I want to create impact in the world. I want to create a difference. And the only way you can do that is by making up, really, like being influential in people's lives. And How to Win Friends and Influence People is a great book to be able to say, here's how you can be lasting and memorable in people's minds. Here's how you can actually, you know, build those relationships and create good relationships where people say, wow, I really like this person. I really like this guy or this woman. And that's a wonderful book. And so this was actually the first self-help book I read when I went into business. And I don't think it could have been a better book to read, you know, because this is, again, one I've read many times over and over, because there's so many good principles. There's so many good principles and strategies of helping you be able to do that. Now, granted, there's lots of other books they talk about. I mean, there's books around business that I've loved. There are so many good ones. Like, I remember there's a great book called How to Be Like Walt. That was a great business book that I loved. You know, How to Build a Business Warren Buffett Would Buy. It was a pretty decent book as well. Other books like Influence by Robert Cialdini was a good one too. Or Covert Persuasion. You know, we talk about persuasion is very important. Covert Persuasion is a great one, especially with strategies. How do you actually can be influential and help, you know, help people move towards action? And so there's so many good books. Malcolm Gladwell's got good books. There's great ones. Seth Godin's always got great books. You know, whether it be like Malcolm Gladwell has like The Tipping Point. Seth Godin has books like Lynchpin that I love. That's a great, great book as well. But he's got lots of good books. There's also, you know, one I read recently that was called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Love that one. The Big Leap was awesome. That one's a fantastic book to help you kind of break through upper limits. So many good books out there, but those are just a few of mine. And so I wanted to share those with you guys, give you a nice little reading list to go on, whether you buy the book, the actual physical book, or you're going and getting the audiobooks, or you're listening on Audible. These are fantastic books that I've listened to and read and love. Oh, by the way, as a little bonus, another great money book is called Killing Sacred Cows by my old friend Garrett Gunderson, a guy actually I helped create a company with back in the past before I launched Money Ripples. Killing Sacred Cows got some good financial concepts in there about financial myths you shouldn't buy into. So that's another good book as well. Pretty long. It's a little bit wordier than I like. I don't like very wordy books. That's why even Daniel Lapin's book, Thou Shall Prosper, was pretty tough for me to get through because it was a big book. But great concepts in that one too. So anyways, I hope you take this to heart. I hope you enjoyed this. And again, you grow and your money will grow as much as you grow. And as you grow your own knowledge and your understanding and wisdom. And so my challenge to you is grow that wisdom by learning more, getting other perspectives and getting those voices of people in your head. And especially if you're the type of person that you feel like you're not surrounded by people that are abundant minded or that think bigger or think better. Best way to do that is through books, podcasts like this one, get these voices in your head, pick out the truths that work for you, of course, but really start to adopt the way of thinking. That's the biggest thing I do when I read books. It's not about the books themselves, but I try to figure out how are they thinking? Where are they coming from a place of energy or being, And I don't say that from a woo-woo standpoint so much, but more from a standpoint of, what kind of confidence or certainty do they have in those principles? Because that certainty is everything. When you start to test these principles and make them work in your life, and you don't come at them with an attitude of doubt, but you come at them with an attitude of openness, like what I mentioned in that previous podcast, right? Being open-minded and being willing to question truth, you'll start to realize, hey, there's a bigger place that I need to get to. And it gets there in your mind first. It goes in your mind first and shows up in your tangible world second. It's not immediate, but it does happen over time. So I challenge you to start adopting some of these philosophies and these teachings and these kind of things to help you grow and help you hit new levels you've never hit before. So guys, I hope you make it a great and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.